In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning, for the blind man in Luke's Gospel, Jesus replaces darkness with light. The one who cannot see now sees. And this morning, for the Colossian Christians, the Apostle Paul replaces division with harmony. And those who cling to their dividing symbols are now united in love because Christ is their life, as Paul says. Today's gospel and today's epistle remind me of words from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., whose memory we celebrate this weekend. 20 famous words that capture and summarize the force of Holy Scripture this morning. 62 years ago, Dr. King said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that." Christ is our light. Christ drives out the darkness of selfishness and tribalism. Christ brings sight to those who can no longer see the truth about the dignity of all men and all women and all children. And it is also Christ's love that drives out hate. As God, he chooses to die in love for the life of the world, and his death destroys death. He destroys the hatred of the evil one. He destroys Satan's hatred for you and for me. Christ's cross smashes the gates of hell, and demons now flee. Here in this place, as Paul writes, "Here in this place there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all." Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that. Martin Luther King speaks these words in 1957. His sermon, delivered at the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama, is entitled, "Love Your Enemies." It's a cold and snowy and icy and stormy day. Go home, be dry, and be safe. Google "Love Your Enemies," MLK. It'll be the first thing that comes up in the responses. Go home, and in the safety of your home today, read this sermon. Read it from start to finish. And he writes this sermon. He writes the sermon while in jail, imprisoned for nonviolent civil disobedience. Dr. King writes this sermon about light and love while himself in a place of darkness and hatred. And this morning, it is important to remember the words of Dr. King, not just as words from the past about past challenges, but as timeless words that guide us in the struggle against enduring threats. Darkness and hatred have not yet been defeated. The day will come when evil will be thrown into a pit of fire, but this is not that day. Darkness finds creative ways to grow and to spread. Hatred finds new hearts to colonize and corrupt. The Washington Post yesterday reports that according to FBI statistics, can't argue with them, FBI statistics, hate crimes in 2017, hate crimes rose 17%. And it's the third year in a row with an increase. Our national conversation is not about unity and compassion, but once again, it is about dividing symbols. Literally about walls and detention centers and travel bans, about ending protections for those that need it, about ending safety nets. Beautiful words like amnesty and sanctuary are now spit out like curses by many. In 1987, 30 years after Martin Luther King wrote this sermon, in 1987, in Berlin, President Ronald Reagan said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." And in 1989, 2 years later, the Berlin Wall was destroyed. Today we say build. Build that wall. As if we have forgotten the heroes of the Cold War, Pope John Paul II, Lech Walesa, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the thousands of dissidents and refuseniks, men and women who dared to challenge the closed doors and gulags of the Soviet regime. These were apostles of freedom. They used to be our heroes. Examples like Dr. King, believers in solidarity. There is still so much progress to be made. And in his sermon at the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church, Martin Luther King urges us to begin not by pointing out what is wrong with others. Dr. King says, begin with yourself. Examine your own heart. Have you failed to love your enemy? How have you harmed your enemy? Even the enemy that hates you for how you may walk or talk or look or do your job. How have you acted on your own dislike for this enemy? How have you failed to acknowledge the good that lives in the heart of your opponent? Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Brothers and sisters, the light and the love that Dr. King points to is the light and love of Jesus Christ. Love your enemies, King writes. And he says that this is not, quote, it is not the pious injunction of a utopian dreamer. He says to take it seriously. Dr. King says, quote, Jesus was not an impractical idealist who never quite came down to earth. He writes that this command, love your enemies, this command is an absolute necessity for the survival of our civilization. Yes, it is love that will save our world and our civilization, this love for our enemies. So the challenge rests with us. Christ chooses love, and the result for him is a cross. Dr. King chooses love, and the result for him is prison and assassination. All those who choose love choose a narrow and difficult road. The love that defeats hatred is not bumper sticker love. It is not love that grows by reposting memes on Facebook. Love that defeats death and darkness is not a love that says, you do you and I'll do me. Christ's love is love that seeks fellowship. Christ's love is love that puts down the sword, even when the sword is raised against us. Christ's love acknowledges that our institutions and our political systems are nearly hopeless. But Christ's love does not take this same dim view of individuals. Maybe the world cannot be changed, but individual men and women can. The heart of my enemy can change, so long as I give him reasons to choose that change. And Dr. King issues a very stern warning in this sermon. There will come a day when you have the power to destroy your enemy. Don't do it. Remember that it is not the man or the woman who hates you that is the source of evil. It is the system and the culture that surrounds them. Keep your focus. Dr. King writes, quote, when the opportunity presents itself for you to defeat your enemy, that is the time which you must not do it. There will come a time in many instances when the person who hates you most, the person who has misused you, the person who has gossiped about you most, the person who has spread false rumors about you most, there will come a time when you will have an opportunity to defeat that person. It might be in terms of a recommendation for a job. It might be in terms of helping that person make some move in his life. That's the time you must do it. You must help. That is the meaning of love. In the final analysis, love is not this sentimental something that we talk about. It's not merely an emotional something. Love is creative understanding, goodwill for all men. Love is the refusal to defeat any individual. When you rise to the level of love, of its great beauty and power, you seek only to defeat evil systems. Individuals who happen to be caught up in that system, you love. Love is the refusal to defeat any individual. Defeat the system, yes. Defeat the individual, no. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hatred cannot drive out hatred. Only love can do that. Christ restores our sight this morning. We are no longer outside the walls of Jericho. We are welcomed by Christ, and we enter the city, we enter the kingdom. And in this place, by God's grace, we see with new eyes, where there is neither liberal nor conservative, neither urban nor rural, neither red nor blue, and your collar is neither blue nor white. Here there is neither IDs nor visas nor green cards. Leave your birth certificate at home, wherever home may be. Here there is only Christ, and Christ is all, and Christ is in all. Amen.